We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Nick Rocho. It's Wednesday, May 7th, 2025. Starting today, licenses and identification cards must be Real ID compliant to fly domestically without a passport. This comes after years of delays since 2008, resulting from state implementation challenges and the COVID-19 pandemic. In 2005, the Real ID Act was signed into law, enacting a recommendation from the 9/11 Commission to increase security standards for licenses and IDs. In April, Illinois issued over 185,000 Real IDs, with many residents rushing to get one. In a press conference, Illinois Secretary of State Alexei Julianis stated, quote, "The Real ID deadline is not really a deadline," end quote. Julianis said that there is a 2-year enforcement period where people will still be able to fly with a regular ID, but the boarding process will take longer. Julianis also made it clear that Real IDs will continue to be issued past today, and that the influx of people have made trying to get one difficult for people trying to access other services at the DMV. To learn more about Real IDs, visit realid.ilsos.gov. University Professor Emeritus and Japan House founder Shozo Sato has died at the age of 91, the Japan House announced on Tuesday. Since arriving at the University of Illinois in 1964, as an artist in residence, Sato devoted his life to the Japanese arts. To this day, the Japan House follows this mission, offering Japanese tea ceremonies, calligraphy classes, and a peaceful place of reflection to university students. A date for his celebration of life has yet to be announced. Today is officially Bike and Roll to School Day. While not an official holiday, Bike and Roll to School Day has been celebrated in the CU community since 2004 and is designed to encourage community members to promote a healthier and more sustainable form of transportation, in addition to pushing bike safety and reducing traffic. This is important in our community because only 13% of students under the age of 14 ride bikes or walk to school, and because of this, we see high amounts of congestion and traffic in school zones, making them unsafe for children. Bike and Roll to School Day is only one part of a larger effort called the CU Safe Routes to School Project, which looks to make biking and walking to school safer and more fun for students. For more information, resources, and programs that teach young students how to ride bikes, visit CUSafeRoutesToSchool.com and have a lovely Bike to School Day. Gay Bar, a popular house show venue in Urbana, will be closing its doors after this semester. Kev Murphy and their housemates, founders of Gay Bar, will be graduating this semester from the university, losing their current lease and venue. Gay Bar, which opened in 2023, hosts popular LGBTQ+ themed nights, such as Sapphic Night and Emo Night. Fundraising shows are also hosted at the venue, such as DJ Amnesty. This event raises funds for Brave Space Alliance, a LGBTQ+ resource center on the south side of Chicago. As a last hurrah, Gay Bar will be hosting their last show, Gay Bar Fest, on May 10th at 609 West Elm Street. Gay Bar Fest will feature drag performances by Serotonin, Karma Knightley, and Exo Cutthroat, as well as a series of music performances by Liz Allen and Roselli. Local vendors will also be at the event selling jewelry, clothes, art, and prints. The event will be free from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. with a $10 fee starting at 9 p.m. and lasting until 1 a.m. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Sean Farnsley, Peter Hansen, Brandy Roman, and Faith Routley. From WPG News, I'm Nick Rocha.